do it. Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Should we just get this over with and go right to the Tigers?
Let's go right to the Tigers. The
Wait.
Wow. Come on.
I ate at Big Boy this morning.
Yes.
The breakfast bar was fantastic.
Good. It always is.
I'm telling you, usually when you do any type of buffet, you just get some things are fresh, other things have been there for a while. Everything I had was fantastic.
That's good to hear. Thank you. So I was off today.
A little plug. Maybe that's why.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
They don't want to come out of the back kitchen.
I don't want to supervise when I'm there. Okay, anyway. Let's get to your
the Tigers.
Game.
Matt Boy gets absolutely shelled yesterday in an 8-1 loss. There's a couple of... I don't even know what to say about this. It was sickening to watch. I was depressed from it. I was mad. The odds of them making the playoffs are just getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. But I got to tell you, I didn't even look at what happened around the rest of the league yesterday.
They get slimmer until today. The Blue Jays are losing 8-1 in the ninth right now. And that is one of the teams they're chasing. So
what about Baltimore?
Baltimore, they're playing later. Detroit's two behind both of them.
And I think
They just got to catch one of them.
I think it was my fault. I think I jinxed it yesterday because I said we usually beat up on Don Gibson, and he goes out and throws a jam against us. I mean, quite frankly, it didn't even matter that Matt Boyd, he could have pitched a two-run gem, and they still could have lost yesterday 2-1.
Yeah. But remember the probabilities you were talking about, how the Yankees were like 14% or whatever?
8.8.
You know why?
I'm assuming because of who they're going to play.
11 of their last 16 games are on the road.
Oh.
They start an 11-game road trip, and they're in Boston this weekend for four.
Yeah. And
so that's why their odds aren't very good.
Yeah.
So Detroit just has to catch Baltimore or Toronto.
All right, so even though the bats sucked yesterday, there's a couple of bright moments. One, there was the absolutely sick double play between Jose Iglesias and Ian Kinsler. Just ridiculously cool. Go on and find that web gem. The second thing is Buck Farmer had to come in.
He pitched great.
And he pitched amazing. 4 1/3 innings pitched scoreless. So he finished the game, first of all. And that did not tax the bullpen. The bullpen is fully rested now.
And they still suck.
No, they've been pitching good lately.
You're right.
The bullpen hasn't been the problem lately.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight, before we get to tonight's game, I do want to mention that Zimmerman is expected to start Thursday. I'm not happy about that. Daniel Norris optioned to Toledo. Tonight, though, 7 p.m., the series continues. Anibal Dirtay-Sanchez versus Tyler Duffy, who has a pretty inflated ERA, by the way. And the good news is Sanchez, actually, a 3.34 ERA in his last five starts.
He's been pitching good lately.
So we'll see.
Brewers lost 6-4 yesterday. Who cares? They're playing tonight against the Reds again. Junior Guerra on the mound. But the big news from the Brewers, it sounds like in the offseason, this is going to happen. Ryan Braun to the Dodgers.
What? Where'd that rumor come from?
It's not a rumor. It almost happened. It was right at the trade deadline for Yasiel Puig and a pitcher. Ryan Braun lives in Los Angeles in the offseason. He has a no-trade clause.
There's
only six teams he can be traded to. Five of them there on the West Coast, and one is in Florida where he played college ball.
That's really interesting to me.
Yes. Ryan Braun will not be a Brewer next year, believe me.
I got to digest that a little bit before I even make a comment.
Yeah, well, if he has, well, please can come out of what he was, come back to what he was.
Yeah, right?
I kind of like that. He's younger than Braun.
All right, we'll take a break now, then we'll go on to the NFL Lions news, Packers news, other NFL news.
And Cam Newton news.
Lady Gaga news. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. You going to stay? Are you going to be here?
Yeah.
You going to stick around?
As long as you don't play the Lady Gaga.
No, you're curious. I know you are.
Okay.
We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the country chicken salad that features diced chicken breasts, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breasts, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy restaurant.
Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club, where we'll be teeing off in 1 hour and 20 minutes. Are you going to be there tonight? Or you having,
yes, no, I'll be there tonight. I thought it was going to be playoffs tonight.
No.
Playoffs?
The playoffs are going to the second week of October now, if you make it that far.
I got a froggy voice. I can do him Nora pretty good.
Playoffs?
Anyway, let's
go. Playoffs!
Can we start talking here?
Call 225-0721. Take advantage of some severely discounted rates and apply them to your next year's membership dues at the Marquette Golf Club. Got some bad news for and good news for Lions fans. Unfortunately, Levy did not practice today, and we don't know why yet. The injury report comes out at 4 p.m., so that may not be good news. DeAndre Levy missed practice today, and they're not saying why. However, Haloti Ngata did practice today, finally, for the Lions, so that could be good news. So, good and bad. And then, obviously, Lions are getting ready for the Titans. At home, by the way, at 1 p.m. on Sunday. I wish they played late this Sunday.
And, Ashley, I will not bash Matthew Stafford because...
You better not.
He looked pretty good, I think.
A lot of people are
and
saying...
there was some fire in that guy's eyes in that last drive because he was... pissed off that they were losing.
I remember hearing the story. It was actually, I was listening to the radio one morning, and it was back when Colin Cowherd was on ESPN. And he said, Matthew Stafford will never be a major elite quarterback until he is not hat backwards guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say until he's not associated with.
I knew you were going to go there.
Calvin Johnson. No, I was thinking not associated with Calvin Johnson.
He was saying,
is he going to be a great quarterback
just,
now
that
he doesn't
3 years
have an
ago.
Elite receiver?
He was just a punk kid, and now if you watch him, he's wants to win.
He's growing up.
He's not just
our
happy
eyes,
to be there anymore.
Adam.
He's growing up right before my eyes. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Now we're back.
That was awesome, though. He wasn't just yelling at young punks like Eric Ebron. He's yelling at veterans like Marvin Jones, who didn't get out of bounds. I'm beating a dead horse here.
Okay.
I'm excited about Matthew
Stafford.
Take
control of the team. 2-0 versus 2-0 going into Lambeau in 2 weeks, right?
Well, that would be amazing.
And we forgot to mention yesterday because it happened right as we were doing the show, but David Bakhtiari signed a 4-year extension yesterday with the Packers, $51.67 million.
They didn't give it to Sitton. They
give
it to him.
Yeah, exactly. See you, Josh.
Unfortunately, Sam Shields is still under concussion protocol right now. No news, new news there anyway. And of course, Sunday night football at the Vikings.
Can't wait. It's going to be the hardest game of the year, I think.
No, they're going to crush them. That's coming from a Lions fan, dude.
Okay, we'll see. It's a very emotional thing to open a new building. They've been working on that thing for 2 years.
Yeah, well, how was it getting, how many years has L.A. not had a football team, and how'd they do?
They haven't opened their stadium yet, Adam. That was on the road. Let's see what happens
at home. On the road in L.A.?
No, they played in San Francisco. I'm talking about they haven't opened their new stadium yet.
Okay.
It's not even a new stadium. They're
Did
playing
you
in the
see
old
the schedule? They
mausoleum.
They don't have one yet. They're playing in like
they're playing
five
in the mausoleum.
Different places around
yeah.
L.A.
Coliseum, mausoleum, whatever you want to call it.
Did you say mausoleum?
Well, I did on purpose because it's so old. All right. Cam Newton last week is changing football. Did you hear this? First of all, the two guys, one of them with no penalty, got fined.
Well, Stewart should have been penalized. That was awful. I talked
yeah.
about that, and I don't even like Cam Newton.
Well,
okay?
Brandon Marshall got fined more.
Well, Stewart should have been that should have been a penalty when he hit him.
Yes.
Because his arms were he led with his head right to the head of Cam Newton. Arms weren't even around. They were hanging down to his side.
Yeah.
How was that not? So yeah. He was fine, finally, for targeting.
Yes.
Durr.
$18,231. Where they come up with these numbers, I have no idea.
But here's the interesting statistics. Quarterbacks that have taken hits since 2011. Alex Smith is third on the list, 454. Russell Wilson, 527. Guess how many Cam Newton has?
811.
You're really close, 813.
I watched it today. I couldn't remember the exact number. But you know why? There's a reason, too, though. There is so many designed running plays for him. That's why he gets hit more, number one. Russell Wilson, too, though. But
I think he stands in there and takes abuse more, too.
But because of this game, the NFL is now talking, changing the rule that
we're not
it would
time
not
to
be intentional
today.
Grounding.
We'll talk about that
the
more
hit
tomorrow.
On the helmet would be more precedent, and it would count as roughing the passer.
Quickly here, I just want to mention, how dumb is John Elway? Not that any of us wouldn't make these kinds of mistakes. If he was offered, by the way, in 1999 to buy 20% of the Broncos for $38 million.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you want to know what the Broncos are worth?
$1 billion.
No. $480 million.
Whatever.
That's still a huge...
No, they're worth more than that. That's got to be what his take would have been.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, people make bad investments every day.
Or non-investments. And Lady Gaga is in negotiations to be the Super Bowl entertainment halftime.
Who cares? That's when you go to the bathroom.
Big Boy Sports Recap, buddy. Bye.
Big Boy. As long as you don't miss the commercials.
Hey, golfers. Check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership. Singles, $695. Couples, $975. And here's the kicker. You ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.